This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Good morning to everybody. I hope some people out there, and we took yesterday off. Yeah, they offered it. We took it. I know we didn't used to do that a lot, and I hated doing it, man. Boy, I tell you what, I was second-guessing myself after watching the Canes just put it on the Gators in the Swamp. 41-17, just like that kid said, went on Saturday, just dominant across the board. And Coach will join us. Coach Cristobal will join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Yeah, man, that was the Cam Ward Show. It was funny because I was having some fun on Sunday going, all right, well, since I've never seen anything like that, what was your favorite Cam Ward play? The ones from the pocket or the ones where he got out of the pocket? The ones where he ran outside the pocket a couple of times, or the spin move and then looking down the field knowing, and by the way, he did this in spring football. It sometimes ends up looking like, you know, freelance football. It looks like run around, like when you're a kid and the real good athlete runs around with the ball and he says, hey, just run around. I'll buy some time and get away from these guys, and if you're open, I'll throw it to you. But the play he makes to George in the back of the end zone, spinning out at the last – that's instincts and knowing to spin around at the last second as a pass rusher thinks he's got a sack, and the next thing you know, you've got a touchdown, was one of the crazy plays. I know we're just starting the show, and I'm already getting into the Cam Ward Show, which was just fantastic, but a really good win. A really, really good win. And last night, before we get into anything else and kind of finish up the long college football weekend, and it was a long weekend. They had a game on Sunday. By the way, hell of a game on Sunday, LSU and USC. And I go, well, let me just watch a little bit of this. I figured FSU was going to come out jacked up after losing to Georgia Tech and just put it on Boston College, and Boston College got off to a nice start. Could have been worse, by the way. Guy drops a pass going down the sideline that would have set him up for another one. Instead, they had to kick a field goal. But, boy, a 28-13 loss for Florida State. 0-2. And, by the way, not only just 0-2, but 0-2 in ACC games to start with that loss. Bill O'Brien totally forgot he took over till I saw the pregame show, and there's Bill O'Brien, who's coached at college and pro back to college back to pro, and been a coordinator and a head coach. And remember, it wasn't too many years ago he had all that power, and he was running the whole show for the Texans. And all I know is his team looked really good. I thought I saw somebody tell me they weren't expecting Boston College to be that good. Well, don't tell them that after what they did. And the crazy part of this, Florida State's strength of their team was supposed to be their defensive line. The great defensive tackles, including the one that was here last year, or a year before, actually, because he had to sit out last year. They got pounded again on the run. Boston College ran the ball 52 times for 263 yards. And they did that in your house. Just amazing. So, you know, you talk about the craziness of college football. And, of course, we'll get in more of that. Mario Cristobal will join us coming up here about 14 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about everything, man, across the board. Because it really did. You know, it'd be one thing if you're going, boy, I'll tell you what, this one area looked real. They look good everywhere. This team looked good across the board. The portal guys look good. The passing game looked good. The Restrepo show, as predicted by most people, was what it was supposed to be. It was the most productive day I can remember in a long time at the tight end position. A bunch of guys involved in that. So you can just go on and on and on. The D-line, the O-line, the pass protection. When the pass protection did break down, Cam Ward said, no problem. I'm either going to run for a first down or I'm going to make a ridiculous throw down the field with one of my receivers. Receivers did a hell of a job of catching the football. So it just we'll get into all that with Mario. We got all kinds. We got opening week in the NFL. This is it, man. I mean, if you're an NFL junkie, whether the college game's more your deal or the NFL has really spread this thing out. We're going to have a game on Thursday, and oh, by Lamar, and not a bad way to start. Lamar versus Patrick Mahomes right off the bat as Baltimore goes to Kansas City. Now, if that's not enough for you, okay, I understand. How about we go Friday again, and let's do it again. Philly and Green Bay. And then if that's not enough, we got all the games at 1-4 and one game late Sunday night. And then if that's not enough, how about we finish up the weekend with the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers going out to the Bay Area to play the San Francisco 49ers. My God, it's going to be great. Got all kinds of Dolphin news to get to here this morning as Mike McDaniel got an extension. And it was funny. I thought about it, and I saw it, and I was like, good, man. I'm glad. We need stability, and I'm tired of third year and out, and, you know, and the breakups that we have, and it just looks – when you fire your coach and you keep a guy under him, a guy – as I told Mike McDaniel after his first year, and we were walking at a charity event, and – so, Mike, man, I want you to stay here. I'd like you to be the guy for a long time. I don't enjoy seeing turnover all the time, and turnover means different kind of players you need and this and that. And we've been running this cycle for a long, long time. I want you to be the guy. I don't go with that kind. I don't – and by the way, whatever the style is, I'm like everybody else, man. I just want to work. I just wanted to see. So when Mike McDaniel got an extension, looks like till 2028. I don't know if that's a 3 or 4 year extension on his contract. But I was glad to see it, man. I uh, I like a lot of the things he's done. I do like a lot of things. Obviously, there's more work to be done in the playoffs and, you know, get off to a fast start. And people already talking about December and January. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not worried about right now, December and January. When it gets here, I'm going to enjoy and see what they look like because they got two games in 4 days. First time I can remember the Dolphins have two games to start the season in 4 days, both at home and against two good teams. Against two teams, one team has just owned us, in that team from Buffalo. But Jacksonville thinks they've got a good team. And I always say this, man, this is the healthiest week. The way the NFL is set up right now with the bye week on a preseason where a lot of guys don't play anywhere, this is the healthiest you're going to be all season long. It just is. Because once you start playing games and they move them a day up or 2 days up or 3 days up or a day back or 2 days back or day and a half back, and guys get injured and you're bringing guys up, and then we start that rotation of practice squad guys and depth on your team and all that. So this is a week, man. This Jacksonville, same situation. They're coming in here. This is the healthiest they're going to be too. And then after that, on a short week, it's you know, then you find out and you hope whatever injuries you have are short-term injuries and not out for the year. Because guys are going to get hurt and guys are going to miss games. As the coach said, 100% chance that everybody's going to get injured at some point. And he is right on the money. So it's now showtime. You don't have to worry about, I don't know if we have this and I don't know about that. And what about December and January? I had somebody I was on a little vacation with my wife. We did that little getaway for a couple of days. It was great. It was good. Good stuff. But you know, when you're out, you know people around you catch you at the right moment and got to give you their thoughts. It's, you know, it's their team, man. A lot of people on these little trips, we went over to the West Coast and, you know, there's a lot of South Florida people over there. And they're like, hey, man, what? I go, well, listen, man, let's enjoy. We're here right now. Let's enjoy it. Let me get my little tequila buzz. And then when we go back, we'll get ready for Jacksonville and then Buffalo. That's kind of where I'm zoned in on. And there'll be plenty of time to worry about December and January. And we'll find out. We'll find out what it looks like right now. And then we'll see as this thing goes down the road. The team, I saw Tyree came out and said, this is the best Dolphins team I've been on. I said, okay. I thought last year's was really good too. So let's see, man. We'll see it together. We had a high school upset that we're going to get to a little bit later on. Boy, one that nobody saw coming, but it happened. And so we've got all kinds of stuff on the show coming up today. But it's hard to beat what happened Saturday at 3:30 in the swamp. And Woody, I got to tell you, I know you do the pregame show, you in Monroe County, and I guess the part that surprised me the most about that game, how clean they played. It was just a clean game. Well, they have two penalties, one turnover. But outside of that, I just thought it was well played on both sides of the ball. And specifically, I thought the secondary played great together. Their coverage was tight. It was just a lot of good things. They look well coached. They look prepared. The noise you would have never known. Well, they took the crowd out of the game a few times.
Cam Ward came out afterwards and said that it was louder at practice than it was in the swamp, which was a nice little dig at them. But
you think, yeah, you've never been to the swamp? He goes, I have now, and I liked it. He goes, and I liked it.
I mean, look, you know, the crazy thing about that game is you never felt the Canes weren't in control. Right? I mean, they were in control the entire way, even when the Gators had that big run.
To make it 17-10.
You still never felt like that thing was going to be in question. And, you know, Miami answered with a great drive after that. And I just think offensively it felt like they could, for the most part, do what they wanted to do, right? They run the ball, throw the ball, whatever they wanted to do. And then defensively, they made that quarterback's life miserable. They were knocking him around pretty good. And, yeah, I mean, they just, Yeah, they felt in control the entire football game, which is not, you know, something we could say is has been the case for a while here.
Well, and
that's a different football team, man.
Okay. I would just say this to you, different. You're right. We went to spring football, and we saw it, and I went, looks better. Better than last year. Then he did some more work after spring football, brought some more guys in. We went to practice. Ooh. Looks even better. Looks even deeper. Depth is really good. So,
but you never know how it's going to look on the field, right? Because I mean, we talked about the Gators, and they have talent, obviously. They have, you know, 4 and 5 stars over there. And, hell, FSU's probably got a handful of those guys, too. You just never know how it's going to come together. But this just looks like a very well-balanced, well-built team. And
Meech Powell said something I thought was really good. Did you see his comments? I want to thank Coach for putting together the right guys that he brought in out of the portal. He says it's got to be the right guys. It's got to be guys that will play together. And, of course, Meech Powell was a monster at the safety position. Anyway, hey, man, we can just continue on about this. But we got to go to break so we can talk to Mario Cristobal when we come back here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yeah, after a Canes win and a lot of people traveled and saw, boy, this weekend I saw a lot of Tahoes and Suburbans on the road, man, going over to the West Coast. Suburbans and Tahoes, the Traverse, the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer are, boy, we got something for everybody. Really do. Whether you like a big, comfortable SUV, Suburbans and Tahoes, and Tahoe's going to have another new look coming up here at the end of the year. The Traverse are midsize down to style and substance with a Trailblazer and Equinox and a Blazer. You can't go wrong. We got something for everybody, man. And then Silverado trucks are everywhere. Whether it's you in a full-time working truck to you in the family truck that you need for a lot of different reasons. Get the teenagers around as well as still do a little work out of the back, or you just love a truck. Well, Silverado's hard to beat. They're durable, and we custom, it's almost like, they don't custom make it for you, but you feel like it because they got a lot of different style trucks, new and used, perfect for you. Space, style, and looks never been better than right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Best cars, trucks, and SUVs we have ever had. Best ever with convenient locations all over South Florida. Qualified buyers get a 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. You can't go wrong. Chevrolet together. Let's drive.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to it. Thank you, Woody. Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. 41-17 blowout. Dominant across the board. Coach, it just looks so clean. I know it was loud, but you guys never made a big deal about, and you would have never known by the way you guys played that they tried to turn it up. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you, man. Congratulations to everyone and anyone that's part of the Hurricane family. And good morning, Joe. How are you, bro?
Man, are you kidding me? You set up my weekend nicely. And it's funny what football games do when you're a fan of a team. And Mario, you've been talking about it and upgrading it and making it look a certain way, but you had to be real. And by the way, it was across the board. You got it. It wasn't like one area dominated. You really got a complete game out of your team. I thought even backups and the depth of this team.
Three areas of focus that really came through. Number one was culture, in the sense of, you know, we turn the ball over deep in our territory, defense holds them right to a field goal. And then we had a bus. We played an awesome defensive game. We had the one bus for the long run. Then the offense comes back and scores before halftime, takes the ball after halftime and scores. So that was part two. And then part three was physicality. I mean, we had almost 200 yards after contact, and we protected our quarterback, and we were able to affect their quarterback, and eventually, got knocked out of the game. So from a physicality standpoint, discipline standpoint, no pre-snap penalties, no post-snap penalties, tremendous progress, and we got to go get better, man.
Yeah, no. I know it's a long season. I got your message after the game. The Cam Ward Show. So we've been to the practices for spring, and we see him run around a little bit, and we saw it going to the regular, practices, summer camp opening up, and there he is running around. he just does some things. That spin move out and feeling the tackle the defensive lineman about ready to sack him, and flips around and then looks down the field to catch George in the back of the end zone, was one of the sickest plays. Is that one, when you go back and look at it, do you look at some of the things he does and run it back a few times?
The one thing that doesn't get mentioned much, Joe, is like, obviously on tape, he was the one to go after, right, in the portal. He showed all that, all the playmaking ability and improvising plays and extending plays. But what really stood out more than anything is that if he had a bad play, he followed it up with a great response. Like, he'd go down there and drive, score again, follow up with a big play. Like, the dude was just never, ever was affected by the previous snap. So, and I think that showed stronger than anything else on Saturday.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I'm going to bounce around because of all the things. Last year, there wasn't a lot of tight end production. It looked like in week one you guys tried to make up for it, because the tight ends – love the way they caught the ball, the blocking. You got the whole package from the whole group of them. End up having one of the most productive days we've had in a long time at that position.
Yeah. I mean, credit the first and foremost the players, because they've been at this since January. I mean, this was more than just a one-day event and outcome. But the coordinators, they put together a great game plan. And you know what, Joe? And when you have a little bit of continuity, you can evolve, and you could highlight things on your roster that need to be showcased and need to be, used and put in position to make more plays. And that was certainly the case with a healthy tight end core, and we're very happy it showed up on Saturday.
Boy, it's the first time we've had a chance to see Arroyo healthy in a long, long time, and just how good he can be. Watching him run and just athletic and not worrying about, being healthy for the first time, he was, boy, what a nice target he is down the field, huh?
Yeah, he looks like a young Joe Rose, man.
Yeah. He's a little more athletic, I think, but thank you. Hey, so there's so much. Mish Powell, another guy, and you look at his numbers, he had 67-yard pick, but he just looks like he gets everybody in position. And he said something, Coach. I got to say, he goes, I really appreciate Coach Cristobal bringing in the right guys from the transfer portal. Not just guys, but the right guys that play together. And I thought, wow. There's been so much talk about the transfer portal. And sometimes guys can be talented. But, Mario, as you know, they can be the wrong guy. They can be turds and really hurt your team. You had to feel pretty good about the way that group played.
Yeah, it's without a doubt. I mean, it's all about people and the caliber of human being in the building. And those guys that – and credit to everyone in the building for identifying the right guys. And then once they were here, is getting them to be part of the culture and then enhancing the culture. And some of the best things these transfer portal guys have done, they've helped develop young guys. I mean, our young guys are fixing to explode and become great football players, and now, during the year, next year, because of the way that they develop them.
Hey, I got to ask you, Reuben Bain went out early. Damari Brown, how are those guys doing? How serious are those injuries, Coach?
It's going to be a couple of weeks now. It's you know, obviously Rubin had the soft tissue injury. I mean, he's being evaluated and put through a bunch of tests and all that stuff, and so is Damari. And we're going to take it day by day and wait for, you know, the doctor's recommendation and how to proceed. But, you know, we got banged up a little bit, and those guys will be back at some point now, at some point in time, but they'll be out for now.
Coach, I think a lot of fans, Canes fans, are kind of watching this ACC, right, early on. Last night, I didn't see that one coming. I don't know if you saw any part of Florida State's loss to Boston College. They got beat up pretty good at home. You paying attention to that, or do you try to block it out? How much are you focused on everybody else after you've got your win in the first week?
No, we're deep in a FAMU. I mean, I don't really watch other, you know, not many games. I get games cut up for me, so at the end of, like, every weekend, I got about a 400, 500 play reel where I could go through specific plays, schematically, situational football. But in terms of just sitting there watching it, we just don't have time. You know, we're preparing for a really good football team coming in with an absolute stud of a quarterback. If you want to talk about quarterbacks, that's a local guy. That's a player of the year. That's got a lot to prove, and we got to be at our best. So all focus is on FAMU.
Coach, you still got some young guys in there. I know we like to do that, and everybody goes, hey, because people, no matter what's going on, you got people always looking, kind of looking over your shoulder going, okay, it's great with those transfer portal guys, but we don't want to lose any of that really talented young class. And yet I think a lot of people didn't realize a lot of those guys did get some playing time. Frederick got some playing time. It's good to see Jordan Lyle get some carries in there as well. Elijah Lofton had some nice catches. Justin Scott played a little bit. Do you see that just growing and more, Coach, because everybody's keeping track of snap count?
No, absolutely. And I think we got the right blend. We've got older guys with a lot of experience that are, you know, they're the frontliners. And then we've got some talented freshmen that are working their way, and they're giving those other guys a run for their money. So I think it's going to be real interesting in the next few weeks how, as we elevate the level of competition, it's going to make us a better team. And you've really got to be – we've always been upfront and honest, man. Development is what football is all about, and we need to keep developing and getting better, and that's the focus.
I thought the play calling on both sides, you know, sometimes, Coach, we get talking about the players, and I know the players make the plays. I love the game plan on both sides, and when we need to move the chains, it's incredible. People know what's coming, but Restrepo, just and his run after catch, that son of a gun, but some really good play calling to get the right guys the ball and keep some drives going.
Yeah, X played like X does, man. I mean, he is a super competitor, not a good or great. He's a super competitor, and he's just, if it's in the air, he's going to find a way to come down with it. And you see what he's done with just his physique, his explosiveness. I mean, he's really become just a different level guy, you know, different level type of player and leader, and it's fun to watch him. Isaiah Horton came up big. You know, Sam Brown made some plays. The tight ends made plays. I mean, Cam McCormick, there's one that I'm sure is dear to your heart, you know, the first touchdown of the game. So, all in all, just a very solid performance. But, man, there's a lot of stuff on tape that we got to get better at. We quickly put that one to bed and put all our focus on FAMU and getting better.
I'm just curious, after everything and this offseason and, you know, people, I got to see it to believe it, and I don't – it's got to feel pretty good walking off that field, though, before we move on here, getting out of the swamp. And you've been part of this, and you've seen it for a long time. And you know the relationship and the competition between Florida State. That had to feel really good.
Felt great for the players. Felt great for our fan base, our people, the Hurricane family. And, you know, Joe, it's validation. We knew coming in a couple years ago the starting point was a very low one, and that we were going to have to take our lumps, kick in the teeth, and work our butts off to continue to elevate the program. We've made a ton of progress. We have a ton. We have miles and miles to go. So, you know what? It was awesome. It was a tremendous step. And, brother, we got a lot of work to do, and we're right back at it.
Yeah. You know, everybody's already talking. I love – nobody can just enjoy one game, right? It's like we got everybody, the national guys, talking about and trying to figure out, which is amazing. After 1 week, we're trying to figure out – the 12-team playoff, which is kind of hard to do when you got so many games. What's your thoughts here early on the ACC at all? You're kind of familiar with everybody because we count certain schools out, and all of a sudden they're beating schools that they're not supposed to beat here early on.
I think what at some point in time, people got to realize that in football, Number one, everybody has good players in some capacity, whether it's a lot or little, everybody has good players. And two, if you don't come ready to play football, like really, yes, really after focus, someone's going to kick your butt. It's just, that's as old and as true as the sky. So those two things you got to hold like at the top of your mindset when you're preparing each and every week. And brother, it's between the ears is where it all lies. You know, you have to get through to your people and understand that if you are not at your best, someone's going to kick your butt. And so that's what we, you know, we've made it very clear. Our guys are upset. They feel like they've had enough of the BS, and they know the importance of going forward. We had an awesome practice yesterday, and today's practice has to start the same way, or, you know, let's light it up now, you know? So we're just ready to move forward and get better. Super proud of the guys. Happy for our fan base. Great to see our fan base energized. I mean, I feel like by the end of the game, it went from 4,000 to 15,000 in there. And they were hilarious. They were absolutely insane. And I was great for our players to see that and feel that. And I tell you, they're looking forward to seeing a great crowd on Saturday.
So I just so you know, I was one of the guys when I was at practice and they're playing the music really loud, but it'll be nothing like the Swamp. I was one of the dumbasses that said that, if you're wondering. How loud was it, though, Mario?
Well, I mean, come on, Joe. It was like a Guns N' Roses concert in our place here. And when we took those decibel levels to a new level, I mean, I'm hopefully eardrum with that. So, is it loud? Yeah, it's loud everywhere. And, you know, I just, man, look, we practice and preparation became our game reality. So, you know, credit to the players and everybody involved to get our team ready to roll.
Coach, last question. I'll let you run here today. Practice now. Now it's a schedule. We talk about the NFL practices, and it's about just trying to be healthy for the game every week now, and a lot less on actual hard practices. Do you change things? Have you had to change things a little bit, or same program for you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you have to get after it. And if you can't practice Tuesday and Wednesday, you really can't play on Saturday. Okay. I mean, let's call it what it is. Can't be, these aren't professional players, they're college players. Now, if there's a guy that's limited, dude, of course, we do not put anyone in harm's way. Never. Never will we do that. But you have to practice a certain way, you know, and that's not a lot to ask for. And if you go down to Tuscaloosa in the days of Coach Saban, if you drive down here at Greenstreet in the days of Jimmy Johnson or up to Athens, Georgia, they're doing it exactly the same way. You know, it's a football's football. It will always be a physical game. You got to be physical when it's time to be physical, and you got to pull back a little bit when it's time to pull back. But Tuesday and Wednesday is not the time to pull back.
Mario, thank you, man, and congratulations on that first win. That's a hell of a win in Gainesville. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe. Have a great one. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning. And business as usual. just another game. That's all right. Listen, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here as the Canes look good, man. And boy, I'll tell you what, if they can get those guys back here, got a few weeks where, and by the way, I'm hoping, I don't know about you, but what I'm hoping that a lot of these young guys get a chance to play. I like to see all those guys. You got, what is it, 4 games they can play to keep their year alive? Well, I hope some of those guys get some playing time here the next couple weeks, and they can rest some guys, and they don't have to play a lot of snaps and get through these games. But boy, that's a nice start for the Miami Hurricanes. All right, right now, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Yep. Folks, I've been there. I've been telling my story about ED and low T, and had them both. It wasn't just low T. I could sit here and tell you it was just low T because it's normal. Everybody knows that. Men all understand. And well, I got a little low T. Listen, if you got ED and low T, because usually you got one, you got the other. I always call them the first cousins you want nothing to do with, man. And once you get them, you might be stuck for a few minutes like, okay, what am I going to do now? I obviously have a problem. I'm getting older. And by the way, for some guys, Atlantic Men's Clinic and their professionals tell me it starts in their early 40s and 50s. And it hit me hard in the 60s. I'm not going to lie. 6 months ago, but boy, it didn't take long after I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic for that first consultation. Boy, I'll tell you what, they got after it for me. And within a couple of weeks, I felt a lot. My energy level, working out, playing tennis an hour and a half, just more energy to get around, work out, still come home and have some energy to keep going. Yeah, so no matter where you are right now, if you know you have low T and ED and your sex drive is gone, let's be honest, that's a private thing for guys. None of us, that's a hard one, man, when sex drive is, there's nothing there. That's a hard one to explain to somebody you really care about. And she's going, well, what's the deal? When do we just turn into friends full time here? Hey, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T, and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Listen, man, it's going to work. It worked for me. It's going to work for you. I don't care what age you are. I don't care what you've been through. I understand people don't go around, guys don't go around telling their buddies they got ED and low T. But if you want to take care of it, they have six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. Write this number down, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. They will make a difference quickly for you. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the DeMesman Andover Law Firm, YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. At 866-954-MORE. And let's see here, Joe, what we got. It looks like 85 degrees at this current moment. It'll peak at around 88 today. And your rain is coming at 10 a.m., it looks like. There you go. Rain's coming every day, so just...
Oh, man. I've been rained out, Woody, a lot here. Not that anybody gives a crap, but yeah. I've been...
I care. A lot of rain out
there. Oh, man. All right. A lot of rain. All right. Tell you what a fun week we have coming up here. And good weekend for Canes fans. Great start for them. I know it's not an ACC game, and there'll be time down the road, because when they start playing ACC, it's all ACC games starting here in a few weeks. But until.
I don't know who the best team in the ACC is right now outside of Miami. I don't know, is it Boston College, Georgia Tech look good? I don't know.
Louisville's
Clemson got smashed.
Louisville's supposed to be still good. North Carolina lost their starting quarterback. He got knocked out
Clemson
for the year.
Clemson took the ass-whooping of a lifetime there, man.
Yeah, and...
good score.
So, the players are under a little heat there. I know. I see the quarterback taking some heat for Clemson. Listen, I just got to tell you, man, all the top teams are using a transfer portal. I don't want anybody out there to think that Ohio State or Michigan or any of the SEC schools aren't hitting that transfer portal hard. And to hear Dabo Swinney's been a hell of a coach. A few years ago, we talked about the best coaches in college football. What do you say? 3 years ago, Woody? 4 years ago?
He was in the conversation.
Dabo Swinney was in the conversation.
Yep. No question.
Right?
They were in the playoff every year.
He and Urban and of course, Nick Saban, who, by the way, I got to give him credit. He added a lot to that college show. It's a weird makeup of guys with the characters on that show and stuff, but he's loosened up. He had some fun with the NIL stuff and some funny stuff. I go, okay, Nick, he still needed to get a little bit of a football fix and he's not going cold turkey, so he's doing some stuff. So is Belichick.
It's just crazy to me, those guys, coaches, as long as they have, they've made as much money as they've made, and he still needs to fly out and do college game day.
Did you see how many commercials he's still doing?
I know.
They're
the guy's
all
got money coming in. Like, it's not a money thing. I just don't understand.
I'll
like,
bet you Bama's still writing him a check for what he's done.
Yeah.
he's got, well, we got to get a title for you, consultant.
You left a program that was an autopilot because you didn't like the new system or whatever, right? And you still want to go on ESPN every morning?
I'm always careful with that because I'm always afraid it's something personal, with family or something. I hope, their health is as much as I like to dig on the guy. But, yeah, it is. You're right, Woody. Yes. For a guy that, he just got the first group he gets burned out with quickly is the media. And here he is now. And they got him doing all the stuff that he didn't like to do.
The Belichick thing's an even bigger joke, though. Like, that guy doing media stuff, going on all these TV shows and all that. Like,
yeah, he signed up.
I mean, you were so disrespectful to those guys your entire coaching career.
So his deal is this. Most coaches will tell you, I need to keep my name out there because I want another head coaching job. Yeah. And honestly, if Nick does, I don't think Nick's going to come back.
Bro, Nick could take any job in the country he wanted.
Oh, he'd come back.
Like,
if he said, I'll be back next
TV
year,
that, yeah.
There would be a lot of people firing their coaches early yes. to get him ready to go.
I would think.
And we'll find the money, coach. We don't usually have that kind of money. We'll find it. Yeah.
But I can't imagine Belichick. I mean, maybe this really does go on in his head, but is he like, man, I got to stay on TV so people think I still exist.
I think he does. Like, I think he does.
I don't see him getting another job, man.
Ah, that's a good
I told you this last time around. Like, I just don't see. What did he get? Like, one interview?
That with, Atlanta like, thing. He thought he had it. He thought
didn't
he
give
had
him
it.
A second interview?
Yeah. He was feeling pretty good when he did the second one. Hey, second one usually means you got it, coach. And
but you need to interview Bill Belichick for a second time. Like, you don't know what he's about. Guy's been coaching forever.
Can you? I mean, think it goes on. Something like this. Can you just coach the team and not be involved in personnel and final say and all that stuff that you've been doing in New England? Because we don't think that works. And all of our GM, all our people in the front office are scared to death of you. that you're going to be hard to work with. Hey, and speaking of that, we've got a lot of stuff going on here today. And the new start for the Miami Dolphins against Jacksonville. Good Jacksonville team. I don't know how good they are. We'll find out. We're going to get them healthy like, I think we're going to be real healthy. It looks like we got some good news. Yesterday, a lot of guys were out and practicing again. Looks like our nose tackle's back. It looks like our center could be back. So there is some good news. Both the wide receivers, which I figured, say they'll be ready to go. Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So that's all good. Mike McDaniel got the extension until 2028. I thought it was a great move. I do. I think. If that contract's close to being up, it's a good move. Listen, I don't know the light practices, and Mike's trying to figure out this thing to keep his team as healthy as possible throughout the year. He's not trying to be like completely different than everybody else. He's just trying to figure out the best way. But the culture that he has created, he is done. Now everybody's jumped aboard. It's working. GM, they're on the same page. He's on the same page with all the key guys in the front office. And I don't know. I've just seen so much dysfunction over the last 20 years of stories that, and by the way, some of the characters haven't liked me while it was going on. They didn't like each other. Hell, they didn't like me. And so I just saw how bad, like I remember being on the plane years ago when Tony and Jeff Ireland didn't get along, and then to add more problems to the fact that they didn't like each other, they're sitting only seats away from each other in the front of the plane, and they bring their wives. And it's like, and that just, you know, not taking shots at wives and the whole thing, but it was just a complete crap show. And then if that wasn't enough, the Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland thing was a mess. And people running down, telling the coach, it was just like, this can't be going on. Like you go to tell people, they're going, no way, man, this is the NFL. There's no way. And you're going, way. And then, you know, even in recent years where you've had, you know, you let Adam Gase go, you let Tannenbaum go, you keep Chris Greer. I mean, that's like, it's just, it's a dysfunctional look is what it is. Now, I know it goes back to wins and losses and all that stuff, but to see everybody on the same page going forward, I didn't even bring up the Brian Flores thing, and, you know, we still have that rolling along here, but to see everybody on the same page right now, working towards the same things, and just this is the way it's supposed to look. Now, it's got to win more games. I understand that. They understand that, you know. But you put people together. and you hope everybody will work together. Personnel, hey, it's a great move. Let's do it. Guys, you bring aboard, how you do things, getting the team to buy in. And Mike McDaniel's done it, man. Listen, some people can do it and some can't. We're seeing big changes in the NFL. We're seeing all the old school guys, not all of them, but slowly work their way out of the league. There's a new way that's spreading, and Mike's part of it. But I like what they've done. I'll say this, like I said last year. Last year is the best team we had in two decades. This year, this team has got a chance to be one of the two best teams we've had in the last two decades. They've got a lot of talent on the team. There's no surprise. Spent a lot of money. But I give Mike a lot of credit, man. Coming in here from the outside, from the West Coast, had a lot of the same people here and goes, hey, man, we got to work together. Got to be on the same page. No backstabbing. No backstabbing here, man. We're going to work together. We're going to work together. No running around me. Don't run around me. Let's just work it together. And they have. And it looks and, you know, again, still got to win. But I am not one that wants to keep changing coaches every 3 to 4 years. I just set you back, bring in new coaches, new system. They need new this. They do it this way. They do it that way. And the rehabilitation he has done on the offense in general and the quarterback is as good as I've ever seen in my life. Be hard to find what Mike came in and has done with Tua Tagovailoa as a quarterback and his leadership and all that stuff to the leaders on the team now and all that. I just think so. I'm glad to see Mike McDaniel here, man. I'm glad he's here. I hope this thing keeps rolling in the right direction, man. I do. And obviously, the team, they got a chance. They got a chance. People ask me, hey, come on, man. I don't know. Listen, there are a lot of good teams in the AFC. I know, you know, they're all saying the same things, right? They're all saying the same things. If we stay healthy, we got a chance. And, you know, especially, I think the game Thursday night, what a teaser that is. Some people think those are the two best teams in AFC, and they're going to open on a Thursday night, open up the season, Baltimore and Kansas City. I'm all in on that one Thursday night. Woody, I'm going to be a little rough Friday morning. Going to be a little rough. By the way, we got to go to break here.
You and everyone else, by the way. Yeah. Well, we're all like united in that one.
Yeah, that's
right. It's hey, like the Monday after the Super Bowl.
That game Friday night ain't bad either. The Peacock game ain't a bad looking game. Eagles and Green Bay?
There isn't a bad game in week one, man.
No, they got a lot of good matchups. Right.
I mean, everyone's you know, undefeated, right?
And there will be some games.
You never know.
And there will be – in the NFL, there are many upsets, right, when somebody that's a 5 or 6
yeah.
or 7 point. It's not like double-digit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing, first of all, you know, the spreads are going to be a whole heck of a lot closer than they are in, like, college football.
Yeah. Well, were the FSU was favored by 16 last night? Did I see that?
Yeah, so I think they initially were favored by 20-something, and the line dropped like 5 points. And
wow.
It's a shame.
All right.
Should've gotten in on that money line, bro.
You know what? You've actually been very nice today instead of fighting with all the Florida State fans.
There's nothing to fight about. Their season's done. It's toast. But, hey, I was telling my buddies last night, this must help the bidding war between the Big Ten and the SEC. I bet those guys are just.
I knew it. I set you up for it. I set you up on the tee
those
right
guys
there.
Are just, they probably saw that last night, and they go, man, we can't get this fast enough.
All right, let's jump on to Loctite here. You know, it's hurricane season, and Chev, the CEO over at Loctite, says, hey, Joe, man, let them know. It's expected to pick up here a little bit, and right now, if you're waiting, we still got a lot of time left here in hurricane season. There's only one thing you can do. Protect your home. Protect your home with impact windows, doors, and roofing, and that's what Loctite does, man. And they've got some great deals going right now for you, financing deals to help you out to make it that much more affordable to protect your home. If you got a leaky roof right now, or you still haven't, and you're going, well, I'm going to try to wait another year before I get impact windows and doors. You don't have to. No, they got 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. And the roofing part of their company, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. Don't wait. Please don't wait for the storm, the next storm to pop up. Call Loctite today. They cover all of South Florida. They're in West Broward, but they cover it all for you. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. They really, when you hire them, they do everything for you. They really do. They get it all set up. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-5625. When you call them, somebody very knowledgeable will answer the phone and take care of it for you and get the process started. Hey, what are you waiting for? Loctite. Get it started today. Get the process started and protect your home with Loctite, doing a great job all over South Florida for you.